Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
She is in the house. In theory, she's on the phone. You're probably very close, too. Are you at the office right now?
No, I'm not. But I'm still getting used to my new intro. And it's hard for me not to. I'm sitting here chuckling and very, very happy with it. I couldn't have done it better myself.
It's excellent. I mean, let's be honest. You wrote it for Dave. And you were mad at Dave. No. Dave does an outstanding job at that. So it's very, yes, very good. We got a lot to get to. Let's start with the mayoral race in the city of Minneapolis. And we had a debate this morning, 8 to 9:30. Can I start with that first? This is the biggest city in the state, last time I checked. Is this really the ideal time to have a debate, 8 to 9:30 a.m. on a Friday?
Well, apparently then we can talk about it all weekend. I don't know. I wasn't involved in planning it. But, I mean, with the Internet now, Chad, people can rewatch it all they want.
That's true. So. And maybe they were thinking of us in cheers and jeers.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe they were. Neither one of us watched it. Both of us have read plenty of accounts. Give me, before I get into some specifics, give me your overview from what you have consumed so far.
Well, I mean, clearly, Senator Fateh's trying to go hard at Mayor Fry, and I'm not sure. I mean, my take on it is it seemed like they covered a lot of ground. It didn't seem super high-minded when you have the challenger calling the incumbent mayor names. I mean, that feels a little...
A liar.
That's a little...
Modern-day politics, right?
Well, it rankles a little bit, though, because, I mean, how does that advance discussion? I don't see that it does. It's like you do that kind of thing when you aren't well positioned to talk about policy. But then again, maybe I'm old school. So I thought that was a little harsh. But but yeah, I mean, and clearly there he's going after Fry and trying to dent him. So I don't know.
Let's get to a couple things, including what happened on Lake Street, when clearly federal authorities came in, including ICE, and considering what's going on with the federal government, I don't fault a soul for thinking, now, wait a second, is this just an ICE raid? Well, it turns out there was a great deal of criminality that was found through that investigation. You had a strong reaction from those in the community who were furious. You had a strong reaction from many city council members, including Jason Chavez, who was on with us. And this came up, and Blois Olson is asking the state senator about some of the violence between some of the conflict, physical conflict between citizens and law enforcement. And the state senator saying that didn't happen. And to Blois' credit, because the video's everywhere, yes, it did. I mean, we know that took place. Then the state senator is saying, I wouldn't have any police there in any way because it's the federal government. They should be in charge. Okay, I feel like on the border situation, I applaud what the Trump administration has done. On the randomness of ICE agents pulling people from their stores, their businesses, wearing masks? No, I don't. Of course, I'm for all the criminal element for being captured. Everybody is. That's such a fake discussion. Like, oh, no, I'm not for those who are in this country who have committed crimes. No, they should stay. That's nonsense. But when Fateh is saying, I don't want MPD to be involved in any way, first of all, it's pretty clear O'Hara and Fry have not exactly come out and supported ICE. That's overwhelmingly clear. But if there's a disturbance in your city, Rochelle, I absolutely believe the city police should be there providing some sort of support, even if they don't agree with ICE. What do you think of that?
Well, absolutely. You can't just, and I mean, I think this, and I don't see how, I understand it's a very distressing situation for
sure.
A lot of people.
Yes.
But it's also one of those situations, and I'm not trying to excuse anything, but you got like a fog of war situation. The Trump administration is certainly not filling in, and arguably they should be, but they're not filling in the local people on what they're up to.
Mm-mm.
And so, this was a situation where they didn't really know what was going on in real time, and there were false reports about what it was. And,
lies, and in fact.
Right. And so, I mean, sure, the senator can sit there and say, well, I'm not going to have local police involved, but I would argue they probably would be because, and we're talking hindsight here, nobody really knew what was happening in real time, and it's probably going to happen again.
So he's saying if he's the next mayor, that any disturbance which happens with a policy he doesn't agree with, he's going to instruct local police to not help out when hundreds or maybe thousands of citizens are involved? Come on. That just doesn't hold up.
Right, but this is also like this is sort of the power of being the challenger. You're not the mayor right now, so you can sit there and say what you would have done or could have done or should have done, and then point to the other guy and say what they didn't do. I mean, that's the power of being the challenger, is that you have a cleaner slate in some way.
Let's stay with police because the mayor flat out said Fateh has supported defunding the police. Fateh says, no, that's a lie. But then let's remember in his Senate campaign literature, when we had the vote in Minneapolis on dismantling the Minneapolis Police Department and creating a new public safety department, he was for it, and it included a sign with city council members in front of it saying, defund police. He's just lying there. I mean, it's just a lie.
Well, it certainly seems to be a little revisionist. I'm not going to, people can decide whether he's being truthful or not. But
I will say.
But, I mean, look, I mean, I covered City Hall at the turn of the century, Chad, and police issues have always and will always be a huge deal. And in some way, I mean, always, and this was two decades before George Floyd and Donald Trump and ICE and these, there's guns, there's violence. It's always going to be top of mind in the city. And I guess you sort of have to decide who you're more comfortable with overseeing the police department or hiring the police chief. I mean, who do you trust more?
And you're saying this, when you're the prime opponent to someone right now, Jacob Fry is established. There are people who love him. There are people who loathe him. There are people who can't stand his policies. There are people who embrace his policies. When he's as established as he is with multiple terms of the council, you know where he stands. You're examining the top contender who many people think has a realistic chance to beat him. And so he's going to draw more scrutiny, or she would draw more scrutiny. That's just the pattern of it. So let's get to this part, too, because we have such a staggering amount of fraud in this state. And he's been a part of an investigation on this by media outlets, where he had a bill that would have allowed county case managers to get people into the Housing Stabilization Services Program, which is now fraud-rit, okay? His wife co-founded a program designed to offer services under the program. She never operated. And as your paper reports, it's not just Care 11, but other outlets have suggested a conflict of interest, okay? I think that's fair scrutiny on what he said then compared to what he's saying now.
Well, and I thought it was interesting because contrary, again, what he said in the debate is he tried to delegitimize that Care 11 story. And I know from multiple channels and multiple channels that story was more than solid. The senator tried to delegitimize it by saying, well, it was a false story. It's not a false story. It's very good reporting. And I think the question, he dismisses it just by saying, oh, my wife, she started the company, but she never took any money. Well, okay,
yeah.
But why did she start the company?
Right.
Was there intent there to take money? And then when this fund sort of, it clearly wasn't, clearly the feds are on top of it now, when that sort of, and he was trying to make it easier to get money out the door.
Correct.
For this fund.
And you better acknowledge, and you have to acknowledge that. If you have, let alone any family member, let alone a wife involved, come on, that has to be part of the conversation.
And why was she also working in some capacity for Hennepin County in a position that would have sort of enabled her to work with people who might be potential recipients of that money?
And he
can't just dismiss that. And also, you know, go back to the claims of election fraud. I mean, he also dismisses that. Meanwhile, he's also, I'd like to see him maybe take a little bolder stand against fraud,
mm-hmm.
I guess,
yeah.
Overall, because that's not going away.
Let's pause right here because we have someone else who is suggesting right now, the lead story in the Star Tribune, that he is ready to run right into that governor's race against Tim Walz. I'll tell you the name when we come back. I want to tell you right now about Stretch Lab. And maybe speaking of running, maybe you're a runner. Maybe you just go walk. Maybe you bike. Maybe you golf. Maybe you sit on the couch. Maybe you're into Pilates. Whatever. There's never any reason why you shouldn't check out Stretch Lab. You're the fittest person. You're someone who doesn't even care about your fitness. They can help you out. You could be 12. You could be 92. Dozen plus locations in the metro area. I'm a customer for 6 years. Family members a customer. Friends a customer. And thousands and thousands and thousands of others in this state. Trained professionals. Get that first 50-minute session. You're going to feel taller. You're going to feel a little more flexibility. You'll feel a little more pliable. And you're going to wonder why you didn't go there sooner. Maybe it's this weekend. Maybe it's today. Maybe it's Saturday. Maybe it's next week. Find a location in the metro area close to you. Check it out. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to read the first three graphs of the play story in the Star Tribune as we continue with our friend Rochelle Olson. We'll get to some cheers and jeers. We just have a lot of stories that are breaking. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, oh goody, is moving closer to run for Minnesota governor, saying he has reestablished his residency in the state. Lindell said he owns homes here and in Texas, acknowledged earlier this year that he needed to reestablish his Minnesota residency. In an interview this week, Lindell said he's also polled hypothetical matchups against Tim Walz. We're about 99% there. I love the state. I love the country. And if I'm the only one that can win, that would be a shame if this opportunity slipped by. The next graph says this. Cheers and Jeers columnist Rochelle Olson is reportedly considering stepping down from a role at the Star Tribune and becoming the press secretary for Mike Lindell's campaign. Is that part correct? Did I read that properly?
I think you misread that. I don't think that's accurate. In fact, I can say with 100% certainty it's not. But I mean, I kind of hope this isn't true. I mean, I know that part's not true, but I hope this isn't true about Mike Lindell running for governor here in Minnesota.
Come on, we want the drama. We want the story, right?
Is he running as a Republican? Is that what he said?
Well,
or is
he's not running as a Democrat. I'm going to go
well,
out on a limb there.
As a third party person.
No, man. He's as MAGA as it gets. He's running as a Republican.
Well, as Minnesota has rejected MAGA on the ballot 3 times,
yep.
So in terms of President Trump, but it would be, I think, an unfortunate sideshow. And just really unfortunate. I mean, we talked last week about former Governor Pawlenty being asked to run for Senate and not being interested. You know, he can't get the endorsement and doesn't think he can get through a primary. And it's like it would just be a shame. I'd just like to see a stronger candidate than Mike Lindell, who, by the way, isn't he got multiple bankruptcies going on?
Endless
and
amount.
He's up to his eyeballs in
lawsuits that he loses over and over again. He has 0.0% chance of even coming close to winning the race.
Well, you say that, but
no way.
We saw a few years ago someone who got endorsed in the U.S. Senate race in the Republican Party, which, you know,
that
shouldn't
have
been endorsed. Right. It didn't work out very well. But it's just, again, it's unfortunate. We need a stronger Republican candidate. He is not the alternative to Tim Walz, I'm sorry to say.
And again,
regardless of what his polling may show.
Yes.
I don't think it's accurate. Yeah. He may need a new pollster.
Yeah. I'm sure it's really detached, too. Yeah. And I'm the one on the record here saying the Democrats should have a better choice than Tim Walz. Okay. I'm not here endorsing Tim Walz. I am telling you he's vulnerable, but not to Mike Lindell. I tried with the House Speaker. I mentioned that last week. I asked her 4 different ways to see if she would run. I'm waiting, and Kristen Robbins maybe gets traction. I just, I don't see it for Kendall Qualls. I don't see it for Scott Jensen. There's no chance Mike Lindell. I just want to see if they're going to offer up somebody who's viable. What do you think the likelihood is that Stauber would jump in? Emmer's too powerful. He could be the Speaker of the House with one Trump temper tantrum, so he's not leaving. What about Stauber in the race?
I don't think he's a great option for the Republican Party. No, I mean, he's never run statewide before. I don't think he'd be a great alternative. And I agree that Walz in the third term, I think it's vulnerable. I don't know that there's a lot of enthusiasm for him, even among the casual voters. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing the enthusiasm for him, which means it's an opportunity for Republicans, and I don't think Pete Stauber's the guy to take advantage of it.
You've covered the possibility of a special session very closely. Governor met with bipartisan leaders yesterday, meeting again today. Jason posed this question the other day, so I'm going to pose it to you. Let's say Walz, after meeting with Damoth and others, knows that the votes aren't there for significant gun legislation. He can't get that, but he can get other areas where he thinks they can make some progress. And even if they're backed more by Republicans than Democrats, under that scenario, should Tim Walz still call a special session?
When you talk about, are you talking about other areas regarding gun safety?
I mean, not the major ones. Not the major ones. Maybe more mental health. More the thing that Republicans talk about. And if it's guns, it's not anything with banning assault rifles. Because let's be honest, that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't think there's any particularly well for. I mean, they talk about mental health, but that's really just in. That's just a means to not talk about guns. I don't think there.
Don't you think it's both? I think it's both. I think we need.
I think it's both, but I mean, sure, you could. Yes, our mental health system is people falling through the cracks every 10 minutes. I mean,
yep.
That's not hard to point out, but it's also it's harder to get a handle on. It's easy to talk about, but when you have a mentally ill person, an unstable person, walking into the gun shop in St. Louis Park and casually buying a gun, and nobody sees any red flags, maybe it shouldn't be so easy to buy an assault rifle. I don't know what proposal they're going to vote on. I mean, I think Walz would, I don't know, I think he would welcome progress, but it's not going to be some just nebulous thing about throwing a couple million more at mental health.
And I will say this, just to back up what you're saying. There are many times the two of us have either witnessed or interviewed folks where Republicans are unwilling to be specific on guns, and they pivot so fast to mental health. I'm just to the point where I want to see some states, including ours, try some things, including ideas that conceptually I'm not sure they're going to work, but let's try it for a couple of years and see if we actually make progress.
Okay, but fine. I mean, what are you talking about trying? I mean, that would be my question. It's easy to say, oh, you want to try stuff, but you need to be specific.
Okay, so I'll give you one. I have always thought this idea of arming teachers is dangerous and they're not prepared for it. But guess what? In some states, they've had success. So not necessarily Minnesota, maybe it is Minnesota. Because, again, I don't think it works. I don't. But I'm so tired of us doing nothing. If we have to look at other ideas that you think, this really isn't going to do something, but states actually try it, and then for 2 years maybe say, I told you it wouldn't help, or guess what? It turns out it did help. Why can't we do a little bit more of that?
Well, I definitely don't. I mean, teachers are already drowning in work,
that was just one example.
I know, but I mean, this is just a means to not. Somebody tell me why we need to have such easy access to these assault rifles.
What if somebody says to you, the majority of these daily killings, not the ones Annunciation, not Charlie Kirk, but the daily ones that occur too much in big cities, they happen with handguns. And so why aren't we talking more about handguns and assault rifles?
Well, and suicides, by the way.
Yeah, right.
I mean, well, because we can't even, we're not talking about handguns because Republicans won't even talk about assault rifles. So forget, I mean, there's no way they're going to talk about limiting handguns when they won't even have a conversation about limiting these, as some people like to call them, weapons of war. I mean, how are we going to get to talking about handguns? We can't have any sort of conversation about guns.
Which is why nothing is going to happen with a special session.
I don't disagree with that. And it's just incredibly frustrating, and it's going to happen again. It's not a matter of if, but when and where. It's going to be awful again.
Could happen this afternoon anywhere. That's where we're at in our world. Great stuff. Thank you so much, because I know you've been busy today. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
All right.
Rochelle Olson, cheers and jeers. Buckle up, everybody. With Lindsey Brown, this is a typical, am I wrong? Friday's overrated. Am I wrong? I mean, Dave builds up. Dave just loves the sound of his own voice. You know, I don't give him a chance to talk much because I want to just talk and talk and talk. Lindsey just gets to the point right away. The bar is clearly better than the table to bar. Am I wrong? You know, so get ready for those comments next with Am I Wrong?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The following statements have not been evaluated by, nor do they necessarily reflect the opinions of the Am I Wrong Committee.
Even the Am I Wrong Committee needs some time off once in a while. So you won't be hearing this today.
Dave makes it phenomenal.
Oh, you're so kind. And correct.
God, Dave, you're right. You're so right, Dave. You're amazing.
Yes, we will miss
Even when he's
today.
Gone, he has to include
but
himself.
But please welcome in place of the committee...
My God.
Lindsey Brown with Am I Wrong?
Oh, it's me.
That's you. Let's go.
That's me. It's my time to bring some of my thoughts that I have gathered over the last couple weeks. Whenever I'm called...
They've been troubling it to
you know,
us, too.
It's not an often call, but it's often enough. Am I Wrong? Thank you for having me once again, Chadley.
Yes,
appreciate
thank you.
You.
Yeah.
Am I Wrong?
Yeah.
For watching Big Cats 24/7... on my new PBS account for tips on feline conflict resolution.
How much are you really watching it?
A few episodes so far. I figured if the big cats can find a way to live with one another, maybe the cats in my house can
You're
find
wrong.
A way to live
You're wrong.
With
They're
Why?
Not, I mean, come on. The lions and tigers are like the little tabby you have at your house.
You don't know what kind of power I'm working with. We call her the big mama. Her name's Halsey.
Oh, no, what, after who you're going to see?
After my favorite singer, correct.
Say Big Mama that way again.
Big Mama.
Okay, is your cat fat? Is that what you're
there seems to be a theme with animals that are under my name tend to end up overweight. There's only one common denominator.
That's not good.
I know!
You're a bad pet owner. Am I wrong?
I mean, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
No, you're wrong. It's just that you can't see. Oh, there's the tiger challenging the zebra. And the tiger has won. So guess what? Now I can talk to my little kitty cat about getting along with the kitty cat next door.
Haven't you heard about the excess males in the lion population? Once they reach a certain age, they get sent out into the Sahara to go do stuff. I don't care what you're doing as long as you're not messing things up at home.
So is that what you're going to do when your cat causes trouble? Open up the door and say, hey, go figure yourself out and come back in a couple weeks.
So, that happened to our neighbor, actually. We had a random cat run up to the screen door the other morning and go, right at us with another cat. And now we're dealing with the repercussions of that.
These cats are very vocal.
I know. It's three straight months of this.
In your neighborhood. They're not shy.
No. All right. Well, that's good to know. I probably shouldn't do the big cats 24/7.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
All right. This is about a home investment. Am I wrong for seriously considering an anthropology rock for my new home? Now, a few details. I need good energy in the house due to the cat merger, as you've already mentioned. And I've heard amazing things about this line of rocks that they've come out with. The lowest price starts at $200, and each one is unique and comes from the earth. So am I wrong for potentially investing in an anthropology rock?
Carla when we lived together, what did she had like it? Was it a salt rock?
A Himalayan salt rock? I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. We had like, I swear to God, there was like 80 of them around the house at one point.
There's this one that's about $400 that really is hard for me to say no to. And it's just kind of sitting in the cart. You know, when you just let it live in the cart without making a decision.
$400 rock?
It's about good energy, though, yeah. Chad. We'll try anything.
Yeah,
we're desperate.
Maybe stop feeding the cat 8 meals a day. And
she's down to 4.
Okay, and the energy will be a little better in the house. And
yeah.
The kitty litter won't be full constantly because the cat's pooping so much.
That's true. It could be a poop rock.
Listen, if you believe and you and your partner believe it brings you energy, you do you. You do you. Whatever you think makes life better, I don't need to approve it. So go ahead. You're not wrong on that one.
Oh, well, I'm shocked by this, Chad. Thank you so much for your support. This is going to be great. I think my house is going to be in a much better
place. I'm not buying a rock myself, but
these are special rocks, Chad.
Okay.
These are farmed.
The store told you they were
special. Farmed in Vegas. I had my own rock collection. They were free range.
The store that's charging you $400 told you they were special.
They're special, okay. Chad. They've been blessed. They've been on journeys, adventures.
Pope Leo was with one of the rocks.
You never, this is straight out of the Mississippi River from Chicago. I don't know if that's the right river. Yeah. Don't ask me about geography.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. I saw a movie earlier this week. I don't know if you're familiar with the film Him, but am I wrong that the movie Him should be a required watch for all aspiring collegiate athletes with, of course, viewer discretion advised?
Why am I blanking on Him?
So it just came out. It's one of Jordan Peele's new movies, which deals with that horror element. The IMDb description is, quote, a young athlete descends into a world of terror when he's invited to train with a legendary champion whose charisma curdles into something darker. It's got Marlon Wayans, it's got Tyreek Withers, it's got Julia Fox in it, and it's a commentary about the cost and brutality of professional football and the pursuit of greatness. I so enjoyed the film. Very brutal.
Okay, as a former college athlete yourself. Correct. So it resonated a little bit more.
It did. It resonated more with the self that covered the NFL and just kind of what I saw the in between the scenes. Because I know we love to pedestalize these people. They make millions of dollars. They have a lot of blessings on their life, but it comes at a cost.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, Jordan Peele and his track record, he's borderline flawless in this area. He's on a great run. I have not had a chance to see it yet. You've now intrigued me. So should it be required? I don't know if it has to be required, but the greater awareness. I mean, we talked about the story a couple months ago from ESPN about the stalking that was going on.
Mm.
And then there was another story about professional athletes who were stalked. So we think about it with younger individuals, high school and college, it doesn't end, right? So if you can see something where you can identify potentially with what's maybe going on in real life, and it's really well done, I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. I'm all for that piece of entertainment. Let's pause.
Sweet.
Jason will join the mix also with a little bit of Am I Wrong? Do not forget, because we will be listening in the car on the way for bowling with the West Metro Warriors today, Q's Friday Bowling League. We will be listening to Card to Sharks when it comes your way. At about 4:10 with Jason. Am I wrong? Jason's shirt might be unbuttoned too far. Taylor and Lindsay, am I wrong? No, I think it's fine now after further consideration. I think you, wait a second, did you just button one up just to the last moment?
I did not. But I was asking myself this same question earlier today.
Okay,
but when I button it up,
yeah, that's too much.
It's a little too formal. It doesn't go with the linen pants somewhere.
Okay, Taylor's
Jason's
thoughts.
Jason's a casual guy. It's a casual style. Let him roll with it.
Where it gets tricky is if I hang my reading glasses in there, which is
that's
and then it's like that we're dragging.
Yeah, that's what was going on.
Deep V. By the way, you can see what this looks like yourself on the YouTube stream.
Yeah,
coming up in minutes.
Skyrocketing. Huge, Lindsay,
huge. Mm-hmm.
I now, in hindsight, think he has the proper button.
All right, thank you.
So you're retracting your button question.
It's a fair question. I was asking myself the same question.
Yeah.
Do you feel secure? That's how I determine how many buttons I'm
going
to go.
Does Jason DeRusha feel secure?
Like, if maybe I got to go one more button up, and it makes you feel good.
I don't know a more secure person I've ever met in the entirety of my life. Who's more comfortable in his own skin.
I was on a podcast the other day defending egotism.
Of course you were.
My God.
Of course you were. All right, let's go. Am I wrong? Even Taylor.
It's a full family affair here. Yeah. Am I wrong
to think
that the world would be a happier place if they just went to the Renaissance Festival and figured out their medieval persona?
Well, I just had a text in. I'm at the Renaissance Festival. Not a single Republican here. I'm so happy. And I said, how do you know? I mean, is everybody labeled by the political party?
I was walking around last week. I'm like, why can't the world just be this? Like, it's so nice. It's so together. The communal sense. Everybody's got their...
I find you more bizarre by the moment.
We're going to cut that
out. Am I wrong? Jason DeRusha.
No. I'm not going to lie.
Am I wrong?
I love the Renaissance.
Yeah. Yes, we're going next year.
I'm on that page.
What's your persona? Do you have a costume? Do you have an idea yet?
I just wear like a long skirt, maybe a crown.
Get some flow going.
We're good to go. I'm not going beyond that.
Okay.
I was at a coffee shop last Saturday in Northeast Minneapolis. Yeah. And all these couples walk in Renfest costume.
Yeah.
I had a period in life where, as a father, I was concerned that my son, Seth, was going to become one of those grown-up Renfest.
A LARP master.
And honestly, it's still like, it's up for grabs.
Jason, there's nothing wrong with going to the Renaissance
Fair. They're great people.
No father wants that.
Do we have, is the Renaissance Festival spending any money on us right now? Do we know?
Not yet. Next year, hopefully they are.
I don't think so.
I was like, good, I can give my full opinion. It's overrated.
How dare you?
I don't need people screaming at me, you know? Mm. I do that enough here.
It was fun with the kids. Like, back when taking the kids, it was fun.
We've grown up. Lindsay hasn't. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'll never grow up.
Yeah.
Ever. I'm going to get a custom blade before you know it. I've seen a little purple. It's a miracle I didn't walk out with a sword or something.
Are you pro mead also?
I'm not a mead person. I went with the Diet Mountain Dew as all celebratories
do. That's
where
we disagree. I'm a mead.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not a huge drinker. I'm not a huge drinker. Scary movies aren't so bad as long as you watch a palate cleanser before bed.
Disagree.
Like what?
You just live with it?
Like what? Three's
I'm
Company?
I'm not watching them in general.
What's the palate cleanser?
I mean, Shark
Love
Tale.
Island,
I put that on the other night after watching Sinners. Watch Shark Tale. You watch Prince of Egypt. Great soundtrack. You just got to have a little song and dance before you go to bed.
Give us a little example of song and dance.
Solid Gold. That's from Gold. Remember Austin Powers 3? Solid Gold. Remember Beyonce? It was a great film.
More bizarre
than gold. It's gold. It's gold. It's gold. It's solid gold, baby.
Is Cook here today?
I think it's nice that
I could send him home. Because what do you think she'll be in the
Just
fifth?
Just crack hour? A mic, Lins, and go off.
I think it's great that we open the airwaves to all different types of people here.
Yes.
You know? I think that's nice.
I think it's very nice. It's interesting when one comes and produces a show with two ankle bracelets on. And I didn't ask what they were, but now I'm a little bit more concerned.
I like an ankle bracelet.
Okay.
I'm an ankle guy.
On that note, Jason preferring ankle bracelets.
Big ankle guy.
We got to go.
Too bad.
Little Canopy coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.